Blog Talk Radio.
Oh, it's time to get real. Oh, yeah. It's a new experiment. Yeah, keep your ears open for this one, man. You got a question for RLM? It's time to get some answers, baby.
Welcome to Reality Spirituality. I'm your host, the Global Happiness Specialist, Rebecca L. Norrington. Thank you for being here. Thank you for listening. Woo-wee! Well, I have to say, this is going to be once in a lifetime. Well, who knows if it's once in a lifetime, but today's topic is the coronavirus and happiness. And how is that possible? Is it possible to find peace, to find happiness, to vibrate contentment, to vibrate peace in the middle of a, what is it, pandemic outburst? Is that possible? Is it possible to be happy in the middle of the storm? That and more questions will be answered in today's show. But before I go on, let me just introduce myself properly. And yes, I am a self-proclaimed happiness specialist. And on this show, Reality Spirituality, what I share with you is how to experience more happiness in your life, the definition of happiness, how to be happy regardless of what happens to you, why happiness is so important, how to avoid behaviors that subtract from happiness, and how to practice behaviors that add to your happiness, how to unlearn what you've learned about happiness, how to recognize the programming, how to recognize the programming for unhappiness, and how to take responsibility for your happiness, and how you can change the world today. Talking about changing the world, you know, I meet a lot of people, they want to serve, they want to change the world, they want to leave the world a better place, positive, they want to, you know, uplift, inspire. Well, you can do all of that from the confines of your home. When you change, when you grow, when you uplift, when you vibrate more peace, guess what? That's what you contribute to the world. So this show talks about what I like to share with people, what I like to share with my audience is how to vibrate, how to experience more peace. And when I define happiness, it is happiness means being rooted in peace, vibrating peace regardless of what happens to you and regardless of what doesn't happen, which also adds regardless of what happens in the world. This peace that I'm talking about, the same thing as happiness, the same word, you want to use happiness, you want to use peace, it doesn't matter. You know the vibration I'm talking about. You know the energy I'm talking about, that feeling of shoulders are down, you're relaxed, you're vibrating, you're usually vibrating a sense of well-being, connectiveness, gratitude, a sense of I can't think of another word right now other than connected. You know that feeling, you felt that feeling, everybody has. And what I share on this show is how to have more of those feelings, how to experience more of those moments, because happiness is a practiced skill. Like any other skill we practice, happiness is a practiced skill. And it is a choice moment by moment. In every moment, you have the ability to choose. You want to choose peace, you want to choose drama. So So happiness is a practice skill. And the proof or the evidence of that is, what do you practice? Now, I remember when I used to diet, one of the diets I was on, and talking about, write down everything you eat in one day. Well, I'm going to challenge you, my dear audience, to write down all of the emotions or all of the things that you are expressing in the world in one day. Do it for a week. What are you feeling? You're feeling angry, you're feeling peaceful, you're feeling sad, you're feeling resentful, you're feeling scared, you're worried. Write all your emotions down in one day. Do it for a week and see if anything comes up that is a pattern that keeps coming up, and ask yourself, is this serving you? Every emotion, I'm talking about a vibration, everything is either serving you or not. And you can feel the difference. You can feel the difference whether or not your emotions are serving you. What a wonderful time we're living in, because when I talk about happiness as a practice skill, this coronavirus, all it does is shed light. It just sheds light on who you really are. What are you made of? What are the core ingredients, the core elements? Who are you? Because we don't, it's easy to be happy. It's easy to smile. It's easy to be at peace when the sun is out and everything is going your way. When you get an extra check in the mail, or you find that special someone, or you're going to, favorite event, it's easy to be at peace then. Well, actually, it's really not easy to be at peace then, but I digress. The challenge is, what happens when we are challenged? Because when we are challenged, that determines our character, that determines what we're made of, that determines whether we fall apart, that determines our behavior, that determines the thoughts that we have. I was teaching a class. I wasn't teaching. Someone asked me. I was at a chiropractor's office a couple of days ago, and he asked me, he says, "So, Rebecca, on a scale from 0 to 10, how concerned are you?" And this is me. I'm not talking about you, dear audience. This is me. "How concerned are you about this coronavirus?" And I looked him straight in the eye, and I said, 0. And he looked at me, and he said, 0 for me too. And I had to kind of step back a little bit, because you usually don't find a lot of people that have zero concern over this. The question was an interesting question too. But as I dug deeper, because I asked him, I said, "Oh, so you're telling me you don't worry?" He said, "Well, I worry about certain things, but for me, telltale sign." I hope I'm saying that right. Telltale sign that when you say that you worry, I don't care if you worry a little bit. All worrying is a lack of trust. And so what was happening with this coronavirus and the talk about it? This is how I'm looking at it. This may not be the way you're looking at it, but remember, I am a happiness specialist, so I have to walk it. And I'm looking at it, and I'm thinking that, okay, now we're being challenged. They talk about the universe tests you, your challenge or your lessons learned, whatever you want to say. But every moment is an opportunity for growth. So now we're being challenged. The world is being challenged. Who are you during a crisis? And I'm going to say it's a crisis because when I say it's a crisis, it's a man-made crisis. Because I'm looking out, I went to Costco yesterday. Now, listen, I'm in a very, very, very small town. They didn't even have Costco 8 years ago. I went to Costco yesterday, and I've never seen the parking lot filled. The parking lot was full of cars. I get out, and I mean, I had no idea this was going on at Costco. They had a list assigned of everything that they were out of: toilet paper, paper towels, wipes. It was probably about 15 items that they just wrote on this big chalkboard. We are out of stock. And then, which was interesting because I was going to get toilet paper, but luckily for me, I have extra supplies. There's always leaves. I'm living in the forest. I've always got leaves. Anywho. Oh, so I'm looking at these crowds in the baskets. There's hardly any baskets there. And then there's a woman that worked at Costco, and she's making an announcement, and she says, we're only letting in 75 people every 15 minutes. And I'm going to get to the callers. Just give me a couple minutes. I'm going to get to the callers in a minute that are in the queue. They're only allowing 75 people in Costco every 15 minutes. I guess the people are running to Costco to buy all the supplies out. Oh, I just turned around and left because one of the, you know, if you've listened to the show, you know, I'm not into big crowds anyway. So, I could always get supplies at another time. The thing about this worrying and this being worried about this coronavirus, this is my take on it, this is my perspective, is that if you are a worrier, this is just going to give you more things to worry about. If that's who you are, then it's just going to give you more things to worry about. And I asked my class yesterday, I teach a water class, I asked my class yesterday how from a scale from 0 to 10, how concerned are they? And I got scores from 5 to 7, and I said, you're concerned about it? You're worried about it? And then I got the answers of, well, not for me, but for the elderly. Or not for me, but for people that I know that are more susceptible. And I'm from what I'm reading and hearing, it's the elderly and bad health and diabetes, and so that affects that population. You know, if you're not healthy, it's not a good thing to have the virus if you're not healthy, because that's where all the deaths are coming from. The elderly and the people that aren't healthy. At least that's what I'm believing. That's what I'm reading. And then one gentleman, and just you know, one gentleman said, you know, what is happening is people are, if you, like I said, if you worry, you're going to continue to worry. If you're challenged, how do you react while you're challenged? I watched that. This is another example. This is, you know, they canceled the NBA basketball season, and I'm watching. You know, I like sports, and I'm watching Mark Cuban, who owns the Dallas Mavericks, and I'm watching, because they showed him while he was reading his email, while he was finding out that the season has been canceled. Now, I know it's a big deal, at least it's a big deal in the sports world that the sports are being canceled, but his reaction, if you go online, his reaction, it seems like he just found out that his whole family was blown up, you know, it seemed like, I don't know, the reaction, my perspective of it, wow. What a big reaction. And, of course, everybody's different and everybody thinks different things are important. It is never been done before, a whole season canceled or a whole season postponed. But the reaction was just so reactive. Throw me off for a little bit. So the question is it possible to find peace and happiness in the middle of this of this big challenge in the middle of the coronavirus. Well, if you listen to the show and you know what subtracts from happiness, there are things that you practice that will subtract. There are behaviors that actually subtract from happiness. And a few of them are worrying. We all know that worrying does absolutely no good for you or anyone that you're worried about. There is absolutely nothing positive, nothing productive coming from worrying. In fact, that's what you are doing. You are contributing that to the planet, more worry. The other thing is thinking that you have control over anything outside of self. Now, you know, I read what you're supposed to do. Let me just go to my caller real quick, too. Area code 856. Hold on a second. Let me put you live on Reality Spirituality. Let me find the control button here. Hold on just a second. Area code 856. You are live on Reality Spirituality. What's your first name? Welcome to the show. Hello? Going once. Area code 856. Hello? You're live. Hello? I'll come back to you if you're not. I'll come back to you in a little bit. Let's see. Let me put you on hold. Hello? Going once, going twice. Okay, I'm going to put you back on hold. I'll come back to you after I finish, just because I have a list of things that I wanted to talk about. I'll come back to you. Anyway, is it possible to find peace and happiness in the middle of this coronavirus? Okay, so the other thing, talking about having control. Now, what do you have control over? What do you have control over? Well, you have control over everything you do, which means you can monitor, what do they say, you're washing your hands more, don't put your hands to your face, if you're coughing, cover your mouth, just to be more cautious, just to be more aware, just to practice better hygiene out in public, just be more aware of what you're touching your face, right? Isn't that the only thing we have control over? Do we have control over what anyone else does? And either you are staying at home, being secluded, or you're going out among people, or you're doing a combination of both. Maybe you don't want to be in big crowds. But the only thing you can control is yourself. And thinking that you have control over anything else outside of you, outside of that mirror, is just going to subtract from your peace and from your happiness. Are you panicking? Now, panicking, you know what I'm talking about. Panicking is a vibration. No, let me say this. That's what you're contributing. Now, listen. I know that what I'm saying, for some people, it's hard to hear, hard to take, hard to accept, hard to digest. And that's okay. But what I'm talking about is a practice. And what I practice daily, letting go of thinking that I have control over anything else. And quite frankly, I'm just going to say it out loud, left hands up in the air. Left hands up in the air. Here we go. If I'm supposed to get the coronavirus, I'm supposed to get the coronavirus, period. And the other thing is, this is something else that I didn't know. You can look this up. But people are talking about the flu and how the flu kills, 20,000 people a year? I don't really know the numbers, but how the flu kills people every year and how this virus kills people all the time. I don't know why it's the intensity of this, and I mean I get it, the what am I trying to do, contain it, I get all of that, but there is a vibration of peace that you can navigate through all of this challenge, you can navigate through this world global epidemic and still be peaceful. Yes, you can. You can still be peaceful. You can still vibrate peace. You really can. And in fact, let me tell you something. I was on the phone with someone, and he was really, wow, I'm worried about this person, and I'm worried about that, and I'm worried about the old folks' home, and I'm worried about assisted living, and I'm worried. And I said, you know, all these people that you're worried about, you're not helping them. How, you really want to help someone, do you add more panic? Do you add more anxiety, more anxiousness? Do you add more of that into the stew? Is that what you add to help? There is, you know, I think about these people that are first responders, from the firemen to the policemen, these people that go into dangerous situations. You know, they go into it, well, I don't know all of them, but they I'm not saying I know all of them, but they go into it because of what they practice and what they train for. And they don't go into a burning building, oh, my God, it's a burning building, oh, my God, what am I going to do? No, they go into it with a calmness and a peace. And that's all I'm saying here, is what you practice in your daily life is what's going to come out when you are met with the challenge. If you are reacting, if somebody cuts you off in traffic, if it's, oh, my God, mother, and flipping everyone off, and you're reactive, you're reactionary anyway, you're reacting if somebody says something to you and they hurt your feelings, or you're reacting to, you know what I'm talking about, you're reactor. You know you people out there that react over everything. Then when something really significant comes, I mean, this is global, something significant happens and challenges us and thrown in our face, then you're going to react to that at a higher level. All I'm here to say is what you practice determines how you vibrate and navigate through your challenges. And I personally think that being rooted in peace, being rooted in knowing that everything is happening for a reason, trusting, letting go of the worry, letting go of the, oh, my God, things that I can't control, I am contributing to anyone that is frantic a calmness. And, in fact, the gentleman that I was on the phone with, he was talking about how he's so worried, he's so concerned, and I said, well, I'm not concerned over anything I don't have control over. I know that everything, you know, all of our challenges, we're resilient, we go through life, we go through our challenges. We're, you know, this isn't the last challenge this world is going to see, the last personal challenge, the last global challenge. So how do you react to your challenges? Determine how you react through your life, and determines how you are able to help and serve this world. I mean, a lot of frantic people, I guess what I'm trying to say is, if you are in the middle, say you're at a movie theater and somebody yells out, fire! There is a way to leave, there is a way to exit the movie theater that is all panicky and frantic, and there's also a way to leave a movie theater walking quickly, peacefully. Let's get the hell out of here. So that's all I'm saying, is there is a difference. And the difference, what you're vibrating depends on what you practice. We only know ourselves and others when we are challenged. It is really interesting. I love it because I love the fact that the universe is giving us all a reason to, a purpose to practice being at peace. Now, what does that mean? And now, you know, and I get this thing about, well, you're not compassionate and you don't feel. And no. It's not about not being compassionate. It's about how can I contribute? What is the best way for me to contribute? Whether it's help, whether it's a conversation, whether it's a discussion, what is the best way for me to contribute? I'm asking you the same thing. With panic, with stress, with concern, with worry, with, oh my God, with that vibration, or a vibration or words of or behavior of, yes, what can we do? What can you do? What can we do as a community? What can we do as individuals? And how do we, okay, here we go. How do we focus on what can inspire during this time as opposed to what's wrong? You know, all I hear are what's wrong, what's wrong, what's wrong, what's wrong. The focus is on what's wrong and this is bad and this, you know, all of it. And your perspective and your vibration, especially your perspective, is a choice, is a practice. How can you be most helpful? That's the question only you can answer. How can you be most helpful? In a panic? Anxious? Worried? Take the precautions. Do what you feel is good for you, is feels safe for you, feels fine for you. But let everything else go. So my question to you is, on a scale from 0 to 10, how are you affected? How are you? Are you concerned? How are you concerned from 0 to 10? And then I would ask you why. Is your concern, is your worry coming from a place of being programmed? And how committed are you to serving others and the world? Because everybody talking about it, everybody worried about it, everybody frantic about it, everybody anxious about it, doesn't look like that's helping to me. It looks like it's adding. It's adding. You talk about being heavy or light. It's just adding to the heaviness. Let me see if I can go back to my callers. I have a few people. Okay. Area code 856. You're live on Reality Spirituality. What's your first name?
Laura.
Hi, Laura. Well, I finally got you. Welcome to Reality Spirituality. What's going on?
I'm just worrying about my last day of work is tomorrow. I'm worrying about how the coronavirus might be impacting my ability to get another job.
Ah, okay. You're worrying about how the coronavirus is going to impact you getting another job.
Yes.
Now, I have a question. I don't know if you've listened to the show, but one of the things that subtracts from happiness, subtracts from peace, is living in the future. So when you talk about worrying, you know, all worrying is a lack of trust. It's just a lack of trust. So my suggestion is practicing trusting. And then I'm going to ask you another question. I mean, do you have evidence in your life? I don't know how old you are, but do you have evidence in your life of being able to trust and being in a situation where you didn't know, you were worried, you didn't know about the future, but everything worked out in a way that you might not have wanted to. In other words, you didn't plan it, but you have evidence that this world is here to serve you and for your betterment. Do you have any evidence of that in your life? It's either yes or no.
It would be yes, but not nearly as often as I would like it to be.
Oh, okay. Well, join the club, honey. Don't think I'm over here. Don't think I'm over here. Everything is happening exactly the way I planned. No, because if I was planning and if I had control over it, trust me, it wouldn't look anything like what I'm experiencing. Not at all. But the practice comes from, it's either what our ego thinks we want, what we need, what we desire, or are we willing to let go, trust, and surrender to the universe's will and the universe's plan? What is the old saying? It says, I have something planned, and then the universe plans something else. Who do you think is going to win?
The universe.
Exactly.
Yeah.
It's horrible. It's a horrible thing. Trust me, it's horrible. So my question to you is, are you okay with, and I know it's not you, it's your ego, but your ego is not okay with looking at things and saying, no, I'd rather have something else. In other words, there's preferences, not seeing every opportunity as this is an opportunity for something else. Okay, universe, this is happening. This is what I always say to myself. It's the truth, but if it's happening, it's supposed to be happening. If it's not happening, it's not supposed to be happening. Now, can I trust that? Can I live with that? Can I relax with that? Can I be at peace with that?
Yeah. I know.
Yeah.
I have a hard time with trust. Big problem for me.
Well, but see, listen, now I'm getting chills from you because all you're doing is just being honest with yourself. And that's the biggest thing, to be self-aware and conscious and honest with self. And so the thing is, this is what you do. You say, hey, universe, how can I trust more? How can I practice trusting more? You throw that out there, you let it go, and let the universe do its thing. But that's all it is practicing, acknowledging, you already did, trusting. I mean, if you're in the future, then that's automatic. Man, I'm not trusting. You're robbing yourself of the joy, of the pleasure of the present moment.
Okay.
And the other thing is, and you're such a, I thank you so much for letting me go on and on, but what's your question and what you brought up is something that thousands and thousands and thousands of people have the same issue. You're not here by yourself with the same thing, you know, the concern about the future. But let me tell you this, if you practice living in the future, you're not only robbing yourself of the present, but that's what you are going to do. It's a practice. I'm in the future. I'm in the future. I'm in the future. Listen, most of the people I talk to are in the past, talking about the past. I was talking to somebody the other day who was talking about some operation he had 8 years ago. I said, 8 years ago? Who cares? So, did I cover enough with your, is there anything else that you know, you said something about practicing trusting, and so that's it, practicing trusting and then just being aware. But you are already ahead of the game, my dear. You're already ahead of the game because you are very self-aware, very conscious to even say, I don't trust. Come on. When I say don't trust, don't can trust more. That's what I meant to say. I can trust more.
You have to definitely have to work on that.
Give me five things that you really admire, love about you. Five, right off the bat. Let's go. Great things. You give yourself a pat on the back and wow, I'm really special in this department. Go, yeah.
I'm good. I'm actually good at encouraging others. Yeah, so I'm pretty good at that. And I'm compassionate. And I'm able to, because I train people, so I'm able to put myself in their shoes when I'm training them.
Mm-hmm.
And see it from their perspective. I'm very detail-oriented, and I'm very strong on follow-through.
What was the last one? You're very what?
Very strong on follow-through, making, when I say I'm going to do something, I do it. And I'm loyal. I'm loyal.
Okay.
Basically, you know, I just, integrity. I have a lot of integrity.
Okay. And integrity to others or integrity to self?
Well, there you go. I have more integrity for others, not so much for myself.
Yeah, and
that's
that
was a good question that you threw out at me there.
Because when you were naming all of all of your things, it was all about other people.
Yeah, that's true. I'm a people pleaser.
Oh, one of those dreaded people pleasers. Ooh.
God, that is true. I always put others
in. You know the interesting thing about people pleasers?
Yeah.
They're not very happy.
Yes. That's true.
Mm-hmm. And so I want, you know, if I had something, I would be looking more in the mirror at you, because, you know, this thing about pleasing other people and doing things for other people and encouraging other people, I mean, that sounds good. And the universe isn't impressed because you're neglecting the most important person, which is self.
Yeah, yeah. It's a lack of feeling worthy. You know, that's actually the heart of it, I think.
You know, oh, my God, I'm getting chills again with you. And so you said lack of feeling worthy. Let me throw something else at you. You know, this programming, lack of worthiness, lack of value, I get all of that. It's a program of this is why I'm doing this. But what I want you to be aware of are the stories that you tell to yourself. The stories, and you know, that aren't very flattering, not valued, not worthy. The stories that you tell to self, because there is, you know, underneath all of this ego talk, the ego says you're not valuable, you're not worried. The universe doesn't say any of that. So under that story of not feeling valued is authored by the ego. That's not a universal statement of I'm not valuable, I don't feel valuable. So who you are, which is consciousness, who you are, you do feel your value. It's just that the ego has a louder voice, and you're listening to that entity, which is the ego, which is the big critic in the sky that says has one goal, to make you feel as bad as possible about yourself for as long as possible. Trust me, honey. I went through the whole thing with the no value, criticizing self, not worthy, blocks, all the kind of crap. But it's a story. It's a story. And so all you can practice is recognizing which voice, which entity is really the loudest. Which one are you listening to? which one are you focused on? And anything that makes you bad, anything that makes you feel bad, you know it's authored by the ego. So, oh, ego. Oh, yes, I'm not valued. Well, that's what you think, ego, but that's not what the universe thinks. And I'm going to hitch my wagon on what the universe thinks about me. And the universe has high praise of me regardless of what I do, regardless of what I don't do. See, I'm not in here to get accolades from man. I'm in here to hey, universe, look at me now. Look at me practicing peace in the middle of a panic.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, thanks, Rebecca. It's given me a lot of things to think about. Thank you.
You're welcome. I just, and thank you so much for hanging in there and for letting me just go on and on and on and doing what I'm just, I feel you, sweetie, and you're fine, and it's really about looking in the mirror and just looking at other people and helping other people. You know, what do they call it? They call it if you're doing drugs. What do they call that? Distraction. Yeah, it's a distraction from looking at self. But you just ask the universe for help. Hey, universe, how can I let go of worry? How can I trust more? How can I look in the mirror and feel satisfaction? How can I look in the mirror and feel balance and feel at peace and content with my life regardless of what happens and regardless of what doesn't happen? How can I feel the opinion that the universe opinion of me is the same opinion I want to have of me? Just ask those questions and then call me all the time, every Sunday too. I'll be here to help, you know, to remind you.
Okay. Thanks, Rebecca.
Okay.
I'm going to try that. Yeah, thank you very
much. Okay, yeah, just ask the how questions. It's easy. I like easy, honey. I like easy. I don't like to do a lot of work. Let the universe do its work. Let it do its job. Give it something to do.
Okay, I will.
Okay.
Thank you very
much. Okay, good job. Wow, what a great call. And, you know, all have same, listen, our challenges might look different. They are not might look different. Our challenges sometimes look different, our personal challenges. But we're all in the same boat here, buying into the programming of there's something wrong with us, buying into the programming of criticizing, buying into the programming I'm not doing enough, buying into the program I have to feel good, other people. And I didn't want to tell Laura that her encouraging other people, you know, come on. I used to sit and talk to people for hours. Oh, I know. No. I'm getting in the middle of the universe's job. It's the universe. It's the universe that is. I'm not saying that there's no encouraging other people, but I'm saying the universe is driving. Everybody's got their journey. Everybody's got their journey, and everybody's got their individual. Lessons and growth and expansion. We're all, we are as different as our fingerprints. So, listen, one of the things that subtracts from our peace and happiness is being in anybody's business, period, is noticing being in anybody's business. No, the job is, the work is, there's a responsibility is, hey, how can I be... How can I be, because you already are that. How can I relax shoulders down through this life and allow the universe to work its magic, and how can I be okay, and how can I feel at peace with everything that unfolds? How can I trust? How can I practice? What do I practice? See, the questions of relationship, where am I going to get the money, this whole money thing, money, come on now. Relationships, no, the relationship is between you and the universe. That's the relationship between you, the universe, you and self. Oof. So coronavirus Shimona virus, everything is going to happen for a perfect reason. Everything is going to evolve. This had to happen. This is part of the world's destiny, if you will. This is part of the world's destiny. And it's just, you know, all of this is just exposes, it just exposes all of us. What are we working with? What are we? Who are we? How do we handle challenges? And what are we contributing to the planet? What a great call, Laura. Thank you, Laura, for that call. Reality Spirituality is heard every Sunday at 9 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. My website is RebeccaNorrington.com. Follow me on Twitter at RLNorrington. My Instagram handle is Reality Spirituality. I have a few videos on YouTube. I know I've got to update everything. My first book, Reality Spirituality, The Truth About Happiness, can be purchased on Amazon. And the second book that I'm writing is called Programmed for Unhappiness. You know, hey, I just wanted to say, if Laura's still listening, you know what I want, Laura? Listen, you know what I want? I want, this is what my ego wants. I think this is what's best for me. I want weekend retreats, travel all over the world with my little weekend retreat, weekend workshops, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, top five, you know, five-star hotels all over, teaching us, sharing what I've learned about this thing about happiness, the truth about happiness. Oh, I want that all over the world. I want thousands of people in the audience, not just, you know, one caller, two callers. Why am I not getting hundreds of calls, thousands of calls? Well, my listen, you know, my event calendar, I want it filled up. I don't want it empty. But you know what? You know what? The universe has told me. They said, you know, what's wrong with sharing what you know, sharing what you've learned, sharing what you've practiced with one person at a time? Is there anything wrong with that? When I used to have the radio show, when I first started, you know, there was no listeners, one listener, two listeners. And I said, universe, I want hundreds of thousands of listeners. And they said, we're listening. Isn't that enough? So see, humbling the ego, chopping the ego at its knees, exposing the ego always wants more. You know when it's the ego, when it's more. This present moment is not good enough. I want more. More. That vibration of being dissatisfied. Oh, my goodness, that's a hard one. That vibration of being dissatisfied in the moment. I'm dissatisfied in this moment. Well, I'm telling you, if you're dissatisfied in this moment, you're going to be dissatisfied in your future moments too. So the practice is practices being satisfied, the energy, the vibration of satisfaction in every moment. I mean, that's the practice. Where was I? Until next week, my dear audience, I want you to remember who you are. You are a physical extension of the universe. You're always evolving. You're always changing. You're always growing. Love is patience, and love is kind. Be patient and be kind to yourself. Be your own best friend. Remember, you cannot have a happy journey. Ah, messed it up. Remember, you cannot have a happy ending to an unhappy journey. It is about the journey every moment. Thank you for listening. You've been listening to Reality Spirituality, and I will talk to you next week.
Yeah, it's time to get real. Oh, yeah. It's a new experience.
Spirituality.
Yeah, keep your ears open for this one, man.
Spirituality.
You got a question for RLN?
Reality. Spirituality.
Yeah, it's time to get some answers, baby.
Spirituality.
Oh, now we get real.
Get real.
feel good now.